What's up, awesome people, and welcome to the Unstoppable Woman Podcast. I'm back. Listen, did you miss me? I missed you. How you doing? How your people doing? Have you been following me on IG at Lady Crystal Clay? I have been posting a bit more. I have been showing up a bit more. And I got some new stuff coming up. So please stay connected with your girl. You don't want to miss what's coming up. I got t-shirts coming. I got a new book coming. I got some classes coming. And I got a lot of surprises coming up. So I'm just over here being unstoppable. One thing that has been helping me to create more and show up more seriously is by restricting access. I tell y'all a lot, I'm a recovering people pleaser. And so what that means is by default, I come from a place of yes. Can you do this at the last minute, Crystal? Yes. Can I have all your money, Crystal? Yes. Can you stay up all night talking to me even though you got to get up early and I'm not going to follow any of the advice that you're giving me, Crystal? Yes. And you can absolutely not be unstoppable operating like that. I found that out. That'll wear you down. It'll burn you out. And it eventually will stop you. So what did I do? I'm glad you asked. I decided that if I really wanted to be unstoppable, I had to take my power back. I gave my power away, so I had to take it back. So I had to learn how to restrict access. I had to set some boundaries. I had to learn how to not be so available. I had to learn how to say no. Did the people like it? No, the people did not. But did I get more sleep? Yes. Did I start remembering to eat? Yes. Did I start staying hydrated and moisturized? Yes. Did I have more time to do the things that I love? Yes. I had to learn to say no to them so that I could say yes to me. That's good. So you want to be unstoppable, right? You got to stop giving everybody access to you. Let me tell you a secret. Lean in close so you can hear me. My phone stays on do not disturb. Yeah, I said it. My phone stays on do not disturb. I don't know about Android phones, but I have an iPhone. And iPhones have a thing called do not disturb. And there's many ways that you can set it. And there's ways that people that need to get to you can get to you. But other than that, it just goes straight to voicemail. Because listen, I don't have time to talk all the time. I be working on stuff. Is anybody else working on anything? Like, what you working on? You working on your schoolwork? Are you working on your housework? Are you working on your self-care? Are you working on building yourself up? Like, let me know. What are you working on? Because see, when you working on something, you don't have time to be talking all the time. You got to restrict your access. When a construction worker is working on something, they block off the whole section. They'll block off a block. They'll block off the street. They'll block off whatever they got to block off. And, you know, it's going to inconvenience some people, right? You're not going to be able to get to that section, even though that's your regular route. You're going to have to walk around. You're going to have to drive around. You're going to have to make a detour or go in a different direction because what they're working on can't be disturbed by people that are not working on that particular project. I mean, you're not a construction worker. You can't be on site. That's just, I mean, it don't mean they don't love you and everything, but I mean, you just can't be over there right now. When a scientist is working on something, they restrict access. You can't just roll up to the lab because you want to say hi or because you happen to know Dr. Such and Such. Nah, fam. Mm-mm. It's restricted access. Only those that are working on that project can be let in. Here's another example. When a surgeon is performing surgery, you can't just roll up in the ER. You can't just roll up in the OR just because you forgot to ask somebody something or you had some medical questions that you wanted to run by the doctor real quick. No, it's restricted access. Only those that are working on that thing are allowed in at that time. So my question is, what are you working on? Because when you're working on something, you're in concentration mode. You in a zone. You get in a flow. And just because somebody want to say something to you at a particular moment, you can't break your concentration because that'll stop your whole flow. It'll throw you off. So the question is, how many times are you going to let somebody interrupt your flow? You wonder why you can't get stuff done. Who and what are you giving your access to? Like, who are you letting in? What are you letting in? Are you giving fear and doubt access to the places in your heart and mind that only love, peace, joy, strength, and unstoppableness are supposed to be. I made that word up, but you know what I mean. Yeah, like, what are you letting in? What are you giving access to? Because the truth is, you should be working on something. And if you are working on something, it's time sensitive. And one thing about me, I don't play about my time, because you can't get that back. Time is a limited resource, and that's what makes it so precious. Listen, your girl about to be 40. I know you can't believe it. I know. I look good. I look good. But your girl's about to be 40 in 2 weeks. And let me tell you something. Sis, don't be wasting her time. People get mad at me sometimes, though. I know you can't believe that people get mad at me, but they do. They be like, so you just not going to answer your phone? I be like, just text me. And for some people, it's cool. And for others, it's not so cool. They be like, I don't like to text. And I be like, I don't like to talk. So boom. I'll respect your preferences and you respect mine. But just a warning, though, when you begin to take your power back, everybody ain't going to be happy for you. They're going to have all kind of things to say about you, like you acting brand new, or who do you think you are? Oh, you bougie and everything, you know, stuff like that. But it's cool. It's two things that I learned. Number one, no matter what you do, people are going to have something to say. That's the facts. But number two, when you take your power back, no matter what they say, they won't be saying it to you because their access will have been restricted. Boom and boom. So listen, we're going to let the talkers keep talking and we're going to keep being unstoppable. I'm cheering for you all the way. We are literally in this together. All right. Listen, I want to hear from you. If this podcast spoke to you, I'd love for you to email me at unstoppablewomanpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can find me on social media at Lady Crystal Clay. That's on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everything else. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. We are going from stuck to unstoppable together. I can't wait to see how you do it.